Well, the PSNI is warning there'll be traffic disruption around Belfast International Airport in the lead-up to the visit of Joe Biden this week. Police say they'll provide further updates in the coming days. President Biden's five-day trip to the island of Ireland is set to begin in Northern Ireland tomorrow, ahead of a day of engagements in Belfast on Wednesday. For more on this now, we can talk to our Northern correspondent, Vincent Kearney, who has, Vincent, some more details of the itinerary. What do we know at this stage about President Biden's engagements when he's in Northern Ireland?
Well, the one thing, a couple of things we know for certain. When he arrives tomorrow evening, quite late tomorrow evening, we're told Air Force One will touch down at Belfast International Airport. He'll be greeted there by British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak before heading into an hotel in Belfast City Centre to spend the evening. The following morning, late in the morning, he will head to the Ulster University campus. It's a brand new campus, £350 million, and quite a coup for the university, because Joe Biden will officially open that campus, and then he'll deliver a speech, which will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. There will also be a speech by Joe Kennedy III, that specially appointed economic envoy to North Ireland, because much of the focus here will be on economics. Now, he will not, of course, visit Stormont. We are told he will probably meet the Stormont political leaders at that event at the Ulster University. It's not clear yet if there will be a round table meeting, if there will be a lunch, or it will be one-to-one. Those details are still being worked out. And that audience will include many from the business section, community sector, and also youth organisations as well. So it's a fairly short stop in Belfast, as I say. He's expected to speak about 1 o'clock and probably leave Belfast at 1:45, 2 p.m.
Yeah. Now, he's due to then go to County Louth, which, of course, is, along with Mayo, his ancestral part of the country. I think he's due to fly there, Vincent, but there is some concern that weather conditions might not make that possible, and that could lead to further road closures if he has to travel by road.
It is. The details around this are very unclear, because this will be called by the US Secret Service. The local police here, the PSNI, are effectively acting as traffic control and doing what the Secret Service say needs to be done. The plan is either he will fly by Air Force One to Dublin Airport and then fly by helicopter to Louth, or he'll go from Belfast to Louth by helicopter. At this stage, the weather forecast for Belfast Wednesday afternoon is heavy rain and very strong winds. So that might rule out helicopter transport, certainly from the north to County Louth. If that happens, the Americans, as always, will have numerous backup plans, plans B, C and D. One of those plans may well include road transport. We don't know yet. If that was to be the case, that, of course, would have serious implications for anyone planning to travel from North Ireland to Dublin at that time. But as I say, at this stage, no information about that, because at this stage, plan A, as we understand, is to travel by air.
Very good. No doubt more from you in the course of the next couple of days. Vincent Kearney, our Northern correspondent there. Meanwhile, in Dublin, it's been announced that the Phoenix Park will be closed from 5 p.m. on Wednesday, ahead of President Biden's visit to Áras an Uachtaráin on Thursday. Our reporter, Kate Varley, is here with the latest on this. So what do we understand of what these arrangements are, Kate?
Well, in a statement, the Office of Public Works told us that all gates, that's including pedestrian gates, will be closed to all but essential staff for 24 hours until 5 p.m. on Thursday. Now, this follows a request from An Garda Síochána to close the park to facilitate the visit by President Biden, who will be calling on Áras an Uachtaráin to meet President Michael D. Higgins on Thursday. Now, of course, thousands of motorists and cyclists travel through Phoenix Park every day, so the message is to find an alternative route if you are one of them. And it's not just commuters who will be affected, as all pedestrian gates will be shut. It means no walkers, runners, training sessions or matches will take place in the park during that 24-hour period from 5 p.m. on Wednesday.
Well, now, Dublin Zoo is perhaps the single most popular visitor attraction in the park. How's it going to be impacted by this? Particularly, we're talking about now, the schools are still up and it's very much a holiday week this forthcoming week.
Yes, I'm afraid there will be disappointment for some families who are hoping to visit the zoo this week during the Easter break. It will be closed from 5 p.m. on Wednesday until Friday morning, when it will reopen as usual at 9:30. Now, those who have bought tickets for that period can expect a full refund within the next 7 to 10 days. And Dublin Zoo has also assured us that necessary zoo staff have been issued with special accreditation so that the animals are cared for as normal during the closure.
Very good.